Hey guys, welcome back to Unapologetically Myself. We are back.
Another month.
I'm going to be totally honest. We didn't really come prepared today, but we got some good topics. The first thing I wanted to talk about, what happened this month, we had a puppy plunge day at our apartment complex, which I thought was pretty fun because they had all the dogs in the apartment building come to the pool and play in the pool, and they had little mini duckies all over the place, and it was so fun. And our dog Luna, our German Shepherd, loved it.
So it's the first time us seeing her within the water.
Yeah, it was the first time she went in the water.
She was scared to go in the water, but she made it in. We pulled her in.
Yeah, we pulled her in. We kind of dragged her in, but then she got used to it and she loved it.
If you're ever depressed, all you need to do is just like watch puppy videos.
Oh my God, I know.
And take your dog to the to the pool and to the beach.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to take her to the beach, actually. Yeah. Is there a beach, dog-friendly beach around here somewhere?
We'll look it up.
I'm sure
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. Also, the past month, I found out that Steve can write songs. And I may be biased, but I think he's the next Benny Blanco.
Yeah.
No, he actually can write songs. It's crazy. So he wrote a song, and I want you guys, we should have them listen to it, but it's actually available on iTunes right now for 99 cents, a whopping 99 cents, but it's worth it. I'm telling you, it's called Not Him by S. Lyric. And it's all about ladies. If you've ever dated a narcissist, you need to listen to this while you're eating Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
At home with the lights off, because it is so good. I'm not just saying
biased.
That. I might be, I am biased, but I'm telling you it's good and you need to try it out. But also, you've been writing since you were 16.
High school.
Like, that's crazy.
But I've never been like a singer, or I never worked within the music industry to be able to say, okay, here's my song. Do you want to sing?
Well, right.
Right.
Because you can't sing, or can you?
I don't know if I can.
Try to
I mean, I can
to
hold
sing?
A note, but I can't. I don't know if it's actually good or not, right?
I think you're shy about it. I think you can, because I've heard you in the shower sing, and you're not bad.
Not bad. Okay.
But you won't sing in front of people.
No, because I never had lessons, and I don't know if it's good or not.
Well, that's like, who's that guy that went on American Idol recently, and he's like, yeah, I found out I could sing last week.
Oh, that was
And he was like amazing.
Benson Boone.
Yes,
he actually,
Benson.
He, 17 years old, he went on American Idol, I think, at 18, and then he started singing. He was like, I've only been learning to sing like for a year now.
Yeah.
And now look at him, 22 years old now, and he's a
global
superstar.
No, he's so good.
Yeah.
Incredible. And his voice is amazing. But yeah, so Steve is a lyricist. That's it. Words are hard. And no, they're so good.
I have about five now.
Yeah, he has a whole album basically.
Yeah.
But the only one.
I'll put out a whole album.
Yeah, put it all out. He's going under S. Lyric for now.
So I don't have a name.
But I'm saying, I think you should bring, I think they should know your name.
Yeah, but I don't have a name. I'm not an artist or anything like that.
No, but you should have it as Steve Vitterato, so people know your name.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
All right. I want you guys to listen and let us know.
Thank you.
Because I think it's pretty good.
I appreciate it.
But I am super excited because season 34 of Dancing with the Stars is coming up. And they revealed the cast.
This is your Super Bowl.
Yes, it's my Super Bowl. I danced my whole life. Dance is my first love. I'm obsessed with it.
So now we have sports coming back. We have football coming back. We have hockey coming back.
Right.
And then we have Dancing with the Stars coming
back. But I don't care
back.
About football.
And then we have Stranger Things coming back.
Oh,
this fall
yes.
is going to be lit.
Stranger Things. I can't wait for that.
Do people still stay lit? Is that
I don't know. Maybe not in Maybe not the Gen
Z. Gen Z, I don't know if they say
they
lit
would,
or not.
They would
lit is probably like bad.
Although also our Gen Z friend makes fun of us for
using
emojis.
Yeah.
Why?
Good question.
I love emojis.
A good emoji.
There's yeah,
nothing
why
better
not?
Than a good emoji. Or sending memes.
Yeah, she doesn't like that either. She knows who she is, so she's going to be like, no, but I don't understand. I love emojis.
Yeah.
But let's go over the cast of season 34 on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
So they announced it on September 3rd. So you have Elaine Hendricks, who's an actress known for The Parent Trap.
The mom? No, the
no,
mom.
No, it's not the mom.
Isn't the mom passed away?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, my God.
I know.
Sorry.
I have to look her up. But she's there. She's with pro dancer Alan Burstyn. Is that how you say his name?
Can you tell we haven't prepared?
Yeah, we didn't, but it's off the cuff, okay? Yeah, we're being ourselves.
All right.
Jen Affleck, who's the star of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which I haven't watched yet.
No relation to Ben?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Jordan Childs is the Olympic gymnast. Yep, I'm excited for that.
Yep.
Alex Earle, mm-hmm. Yes, Go influencer, popular TikTok influencer. You all know her. She's
partnering
with Val.
Of course, Val.
And Val's like the best.
He's the playboy. Yeah.
Love Val.
Is he married?
Yes.
Oh, he's married now?
He's with one of the other Dancing with the Stars girls. Right. I don't know if they're married.
Okay.
But I actually stalked his page before we came here, and I think they have a kid together.
Oh, okay. I take it back then. He was a little bit
well,
of a...
Yeah. I think he just pulls that off with the like dancing moves he does.
34 seasons, huh?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that
How
crazy?
Many years is that? They do like, what, 2 a year?
I think they
two
do
a year?
Two
so, like,
a year,
15,
yeah.
15 years now?
So we have Corey Feldman, which is an actor from The Goonies.
The Goonies.
Bringing it back.
Love it. You live with me now.
Yes, yes. I love it. I love it. Actually, didn't I recently see it?
Yeah. The first,
I saw it.
For the first time.
For the first time a couple months ago, which is crazy.
It was, hey, you guys.
I know. Yeah, I know. I thought it was great.
They don't make them like that anymore.
I know.
Do not
they haven't...
remake it either. Do not remake it.
I mean.
You can't remake it. No.
No?
The Goonies, The Sandlot, you don't touch those. Home Alone, you don't touch those.
Wait, Sandlot's the one with the dog, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Mm-hmm. Then we have Lauren. I'm going to butcher her name. Jurgai?
Fifth Harmony.
From Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, okay. They recently came out and they performed with the Jonas Brothers at the...
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
What'd they sing?
It was Four Harmonies. Because the other one wasn't there. Who's the big one? Camilla? Camilla?
I have no
idea.
Camilla
Cabello. Camilla Cabello.
Why are you saying it like Spanish?
I feel like I'm your father. Say it. Say this word. Camilla Cabello. No, I don't know. Yeah, they came out with four of them. She wasn't on there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she was there. Okay.
And Baron Davis.
Yep. Basketball player.
Retired NBA player.
Yep.
And then there's one more.
No, two more.
Oh, two more.
There's probably more, but you're missing my favorite, Topanga Lawrence.
Oh, wait, but that's not her real name.
I know, but to me, she's
so
always been.
So Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh,
she's on there. I'm excited to see her.
My first crush.
Yeah. I think
I'm
it's
sure
every guy's first crush.
Well,
if you're a millennial.
The best show ever.
I know.
I could just like.
How old is she now?
I don't know, but she looks like she's
she
in
looks
her 30s,
great.
Right?
Yeah.
But I could just remember like every Friday, TGIF, just watching
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World and Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Family Matters. What was another one?
I don't know.
Step, Family Matters, Boy Meets World.
Watched Clarissa Explains It All.
Yep. What's the Sabrina the Teenage
Witch? Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah.
Yes. Superman, Lois and Clark.
Oh, I loved Lois and Clark.
So good. Yeah, so you're missing Topanga here. Danielle
Fischel.
Fischel?
We're really butchering these names,
Fischel.
Guys.
Danielle Fischel.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also you're missing Efron.
Oh, Zac Efron's
brother.
Which is, do we know his name?
I don't know, but he looks just like him a little bit, huh?
He really does. Yeah, we should probably have looked this up beforehand.
Efron.
Dylan Efron will be on it as well. Mm-hmm. Or Henry. He has two brothers. Ah, oh, shit.
No, it's Dylan. It's Dylan.
It's Dylan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dylan.
I haven't seen him in anything. I don't know if he's been in something.
No, but he's like an American TV personality. I think he's 33.
Yeah, Dylan. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're gonna get to know Dylan Efron a little better.
All right. Who is your, not the favorite cast member, but who is your favorite to win? Without looking, without watching an episode, so you're just guessing now, who do you think is going to win based off this cast
my God.
So far?
Honestly, I think Alex Earle, only because she has a dance background.
Okay.
People love her,
especially
Gen Zs, which there's going to be more of a younger crowd watching the show.
No, I don't agree.
Okay. Well, wait a minute.
It's been 34 seasons. Gen
right.
Z, they don't watch TV. They don't watch cable.
No, there's going to be a younger crowd watching it now because now she's put into the mix.
To me? the crowd that watches is millennials.
Or Jordan.
Gen
who
X.
also has, go ahead.
Gen X, millennials, and boomers watch it. So I think Topanga, who is a fan favorite.
Yeah, that too.
Might have an edge up, but I don't haven't seen her dance.
But it
I haven't
depends
seen anybody
on
dance.
How they
but
dance.
if I had to bet, it would to be in the finals, it would probably be Topanga and Alex Earl. That would be a good final.
Or
right?
we don't know if Dylan can dance either.
There's three finals.
I mean, Zac Efron comes from like a dance background, so you don't know. Maybe Dylan has one too.
All right, so if I had to say the three finalists, it would be Alex Earl, Topanga, and
whoever's with Whitney. I love Whitney Carson.
Yeah. Maybe Efron.
I also think it depends on the veteran dancers. Because if you're a good choreographer and you're a good teacher,
right.
you can mold that person even if they don't dance well.
But dancing, ballroom dancing and that type of dancing is
way totally different.
Than,
but what I'm saying is if you're a good dancer and you're one of the pros and you can teach them, then it all depends.
Yeah, but also they have to have chemistry.
Well, yeah, that too.
Sometimes they argue and they fight and that's not good.
Yeah, that too.
All right, so that's my finalist. Alex Earl, Topanga, and Efron.
Okay.
And then the winner will be Topanga.
That's
I'm
what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's watch this back in whenever this is done.
All right, we're going to watch it back. Wait, what about Jordan? Because she might be good too, because she's a gymnast.
No, I don't think she's going to.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just going off my my gut feeling.
All right.
Who you think is going to win?
I think Alex, only because she's just like mainstream so popular right now.
All right.
Sydney, in other news.
Yep.
In other pop culture news, Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun relationship rumors have been budding.
Oh my God.
Did you hear about that? What?
She's been causing a lot of controversy lately.
Oh, so much.
Yeah. So the American jeans thing.
Yes.
And people are losing their mind over her
God.
Wearing jeans. Don't come, you know, killing the messenger. I'm just saying what's going on. And then she happens to be dating.
Which I think is.
Hold on. Okay. She happens to be dating now. We all know what's going on with what happened with Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift, right?
Right.
So she's not getting on anybody's side by going out on a date with him. But I think.
Well, I don't know the whole Taylor Swift Scooter Braun thing. I don't know. Because I'm not.
He is the reason why she went and re-recorded all her old songs because he didn't want to sell the music back to her.
Oh, okay.
And,
well, see, I don't know.
So that was like the big thing.
Okay.
And then there was some fallout between him and Justin Bieber as well because they were the same.
Okay. Yeah. Also, Steve is my TMZ. He knows way more than I do on anything. He also got me into Bravo. So he's basically the girl in the relationship, which is why I don't know anything. But no, that makes sense. So now
she's dating somebody who, you know, a lot of people are not a fan of right now.
Yeah.
So, so maybe she's really leaning into this.
Like bad publicity.
Yeah, bad.
No, you know what? But they were seen together.
She did the same thing when she was promoting her movie, All About You, with what's his name?
Oh, with Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she
Well, I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, but she was in a relationship where she was engaged and then she was going around. They were going around pretending. Oh, is there a chemistry
here? But
that
was the whole point.
I don't think you do that. You don't do something like that.
No.
They
were selling.
Amanda.
Steve.
If I made a movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Yes.
And I'm in a relationship with you and we're engaged and we're going around pretending. We're like almost kissing. We're whispering to each other. You're going to.
Do it. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, bring in the money. Yeah, do it. Pretend.
You could see that Amanda's in show business, right? She likes it.
I love it. Yeah. You have to make it believe.
Lean in. Kiss her now.
Yeah.
Kiss her now.
I would be like behind the scenes, do it. Get it done. It's the whole like. But you have to understand, when people go to promote a movie, they actually sit down and talk. How are we going to promote this movie? How are we going to make it believable?
I don't think her fiancé was in on it because he
I think
they
he
broke
was.
Up.
Wasn't he
no, they broke
the
up.
Director? Or wasn't he a producer or something?
And I think that was one of the big reasons why they broke up.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't know.
I think I read it.
You read it?
I think I read
it. And means it's true.
I read it in a book.
Okay. And that means it's true, guys.
Yeah.
Everything you read is true.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, going back to Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun, they were seen at, this is what I heard on the radio, Jeff Bezos' wedding?
I think these rich people, they just invite anybody to their wedding.
That's what I was going to say. Wait, also like-
You never met this person in your life. You're a billionaire and now you just invite random people to your wedding. You're like, hey, we're just going to go to Jeff's.
It's just like, you know what? I want Sydney Sweeney at my wedding. All right. Let's have her there.
You think Jeff pays for them to go?
Or
do you think they actually pay for their own ticket?
I mean, if you got invited to Jeff's wedding, wouldn't you go?
Yeah, I would. But I don't know if like I would pay for it or not. I'd be like, hey, guy's a billionaire. He's inviting me to his wedding for some reason. Like he's going to pick up the tab, right?
Yeah, but also these are also multimillionaires. So what do they care? They're like, yeah, we'll fly out.
Yeah, but that's got to be a question, right? Like if you're being invited to a wedding of a billionaire.
Right.
Is it your expectation that that guy's going to pay for everything?
I mean, no. I
think these people they're so wealthy that they want to show off and they're like, I'm going to take care of everything.
But listen, I have some wealthy friends.
Billionaires?
Oh, no.
Hopefully after Saturday.
Yeah. Which also, if you haven't gotten,
if you don't hear from us next podcast.
If we just go off the grid.
It's because we won.
It's because we won the Powerball.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You know a couple of people.
I don't have billionaire friends, but I have millionaire friends, and I would never expect them to pay me.
That's a difference.
Pay you don't for know me to go to their
money.
Wedding.
You don't know billionaire money. That's different money.
Well, no. I don't know 1% of the nation.
I breathe. I just breathed like five times, and that was just $5 million in interest that they just, billionaires.
Oh,
that just
I
they
know.
Earn. That's it.
It's nuts.
It's different money.
Like
billionaire money,
love-
it's like, yeah, okay, you can take a vacation here and there, but you're still checking your bank account. Billionaires?
Are you though?
They don't.
If you have like $5 million in the
you're checking your bank account
and it's collecting interest, like $5 million. What is it? What is $5 million in the bank collecting interest make?
5%, 250, 250 grand a year.
Okay, I wouldn't flinch. I would.
Depends on how you live, right? But it's still not enough to like not check your bank account. I would still check it because I'd be like, oh shit, there's $5 million there.
Yeah, I check it every day and be like, and it's still there.
But billionaires, they don't have to. There's like, yeah, I don't. I think that's a different type of money.
I don't know. That's got to be some type of craziness.
I'll let you know on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll let you know. If you don't hear from us, you'll know.
You'll know. There will be signs.
Right, which also, in the state of New Jersey, I thought that if you won the lottery, that it's not anonymous. Like, they say your name. But I actually looked it up, and in 2020, they made it like a law that you don't have to say your name. You can become anonymous if you win the lottery, which is good.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't want people knowing.
Good to know. Someone was researching.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is funny because my aunt was like, why? I want everyone to know.
Yeah. Would you quit your job?
I mean, yeah. I would quit my job but still do content creation because I enjoy doing that.
You enjoy doing it.
Would you still do the podcast?
Because you don't love your job. You job your love.
I job my love. Yeah.
I heard about
exactly.
That. I heard that. You job your love.
I job my love. Also, if you guys ever saw that clip.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, and then the guy, she says it. He's like, wow.
It's so insightful.
That's amazing.
Let me jot this down. Let me jot it down.
You don't love your job. You job your love. And then what's another viral thing we saw recently?
You know, when you get married to your significant other, they now become your family.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
God, that's so crazy. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah.
So any other pop culture news? I know we all, Taylor Swift got engaged.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the biggest one.
Yeah. But I mean, by the time this comes out, that's old news.
Yeah. Old news. But congrats.
Yeah. But I'm trying. Oh, well, this was really sweet. So if I have a Swiftie in the family, which we do, we have like a true hardcore Swiftie and she is obsessed with Taylor Swift.
To Michelle.
And it shout out to Michelle. It makes me so happy to see her happy. And we actually bought her a card to congratulate her for Taylor Swift getting engaged.
For her moment.
And we put like all Taylor Swift puns in it.
Yep.
It was actually kind of cute. And she was really happy about it.
Yep.
And like, I like that. Like, I know some people hate Taylor Swift, hate her, love her, whatever. It's your preference.
Yeah.
But I hate when people get mad at other people for being excited about something. Like, I think that's the worst kind of person. Like, okay, my cousin loves Taylor Swift. Don't roll your eyes and get mad. Who cares?
Who cares?
Why does that bother you so
much? Right?
You know what I mean? I think
there are some people that just hate popular shit. They're just like, oh,
they're just so against
it. I'm against it.
Like the Labubus.
Labubus.
Which I happen to think are cute.
Yeah. Yeah, people just hate on popular stuff sometimes.
They do. Yeah. No, but and it's fine. You don't have to love Taylor Swift. But what I'm saying is I hate when people, like, what's the word?
Yeah. Downplay.
Downplay or get mad that you like her or are not even just her.
Yeah,
anything.
Anything. And, yeah.
It's almost like.
Just be happy for
people. Yeah. Why can't
you
just be
happy
for people?
How is that affecting your life?
Yeah, people get so angry. And I'm like,
chill down.
Slow it down.
Job your love.
Job your love.
Just job it.
Job it. That's all you got to do. But yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
People get so mad.
All right, don't get mad. Job
it's
it.
Just fine. You like Taylor Swift?
Just
job your love.
Job your love.
Okay, so I want to talk about
how
do we feel about group texts?
Hate it.
You hate them.
Hate
Steve
it and love
hates
it.
Them.
Okay.
Go ahead. Steve has the floor.
Amanda, what she does is like I can just be sitting there. All of a sudden, she randomly adds a random person to our text.
Yes.
And now I'm in probably 18 different group texts.
Probably 25.
Yes. I'm like, ask me first before you put
he gets so mad. I'll put it when
this
I'm
is
like,
proper etiquette. Ask me first.
Okay, yeah. So, well, first, I'll be like on the other side of the room and I'll just do it and I won't tell him. And he'll get so mad. He'd be like, you have to tell me first. I'm like, why? Why do I have to tell you?
So, it's like a sneak attack.
Yeah, I'm like, and he literally gets mad. Like one time you like sat me down, you're like, you need to tell me first. I'm like, are you serious? Like this is a real thing?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him. So anyway, we found, what was it?
No, someone came out with
the 14 group texting etiquette rules everyone should follow.
Yep.
And it's by Charlotte Hilton
Anderson.
I don't
think I need to read this. I think you need to read this.
Yeah, so let's go through a couple of. Well, should I read them all and then we'll go through it? Nah, we'll go through one by one.
Yeah.
So one is don't add people without asking.
Yep.
That's the first one.
Yep. That's the only one.
That's the number one.
Number one and only one.
I do that all the time.
Don't do it.
Like,
yeah, but you know what? Like, what if you go to, you're not going to come to me, but like, hey, do you want to be added? And I'm like, I don't want to be added.
That's too bad. I'm going to add you anyway.
You can't go and ask every single person, but yeah, I get it. You need to. I mean, like.
No, you don't need
to. Okay, you don't need to. All
right. So. The next one, the second one, is keep it to one text. Like five alerts that could just be one text. Keep it to one text. You don't need to bombard someone with five, six different texts.
What do you mean?
Like keep it to one text. Don't have it be like, hey, let's go here. Brr, another alert. When do you want to go? Brr, we should go here. Like make it one text all in that paragraph.
I mean, come on. I guess.
Why? It should keep it to one text so you're not getting alerts one after the other. Do you not understand the question?
If you're saying, hey, do you want to get together? You're not going to say, let's get together here and then, you're asking a question.
No, but they're saying like proper etiquette is like keep it to one paragraph.
Okay.
Don't have five alerts.
Who comes up with this shit?
Reader's Digest.
I mean, like who makes them like the expert in now? Like everybody has to come out with something.
Everybody
needs to be an expert in something. Now there's
something to talk
about. The guy's like, you know what? What am I going to write about today? Let's write about group texting.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking about it. They also talked about it on Good Morning America. Or what were we watching the other day they were talking about?
That's someone that jobs their love.
What? Who?
One of the Reader's Digest.
They job their love all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one, number three, acknowledge messages. This I can't stand when I say something and no one says anything and there's 10 people on the group chat.
There's always somebody that wants to, they're waiting for someone else to respond first and then they start responding. No one wants to be the first person to respond.
Okay, well you get butt hurt when people don't answer you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why'd you even text them? Because I know we're in a group chat with my family and I know my family. They won't answer. Like they just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve is this innocent, boyfriend that texts the whole family. And I'm like, why'd you text them? They're not going to answer you.
Like,
and then he gets upset at night.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, did they respond yet?
Yeah, he'd be like, you know what? Why didn't they respond? I'm like, they're not going to. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. I've known them for, you know, 36 years.
And then you get random texts, like responses at like 1 a.m. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, right, right. Yeah. It's like on their terms, which brings us to our next one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, get to the point. I guess like, okay, if you're doing a group chat to stay together or you're doing a group chat like to make a dinner plan, like get to the point.
Get to the point.
Number 5, know your audience. Yeah, like I have a group chat with my coworkers, which I also, if you have a group chat with one other person and then another person in the same group chat, you have to be careful because
You don't want to overlap
exactly
in the wrong chat.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing
that
now.
That happened to me one time.
But that's what we're doing now because we're throwing a surprise or somebody's throwing a surprise birthday for somebody and she created another group
chat.
You
can talk about it because the surprise will happen before.
Yo, she created another group chat with just us.
Yeah, and I'm so
Amanda,
nervous.
Sometimes she writes in the wrong one, so now you have to be very careful.
No, I get nervous. Yeah. It scares me.
Yep.
Just don't let me know. I don't keep secrets. I can't. I mean, my mom's going to know. If you tell me a secret, my mom's knowing.
Yeah, there's no secret. There's no.
Well, no.
There's no vault there.
Mm-hmm. Never. and then if you tell my dad, forget it, the whole entire world will know, including everyone, all the followers on TikTok.
You tell me like, hey, Garrett, come here. I got to tell you something.
Actually, we should do that.
And then he goes, you tell him, and then he turns to your mommy and he starts telling her.
Yeah.
And she goes, what? Yeah.
No, I know. Yeah. I know. But then he'll tell everyone. He's so bad. He can't keep secrets, save his life. What are we on? Number 6, respect people's time and sleep. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like the one specific person that always texts at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. But you know what? It's hard. I think it's the person's job to put somebody on. If you don't want to be disturbed, just put it on do not disturb.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think.
That's what you think.
If I don't want to be disturbed, I'm just going to put do not disturb.
Okay.
So I don't care what time you
text
me.
True. Yeah, that's true. What else? No, that was number 6. Number 7, keep it calm and polite.
It sounds like this guy who wrote this article is
it's
like,
a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Whoever wrote this article is writing it to let her group text.
Yeah, she's like, listen.
She's like, listen, I'm going to write it as an article, but I want everybody to know in our group text, this is what I want.
That's what she wants. Keep it calm and polite. I mean, come on.
Don't text me past
a
certain time. Acknowledge my message, please.
Sometimes I'm not polite. So. 8, be responsive but chill. Okay. 9, keep the group small.
All right,
Karen. Oh, yeah. Like, if it's more than 20. I mean, can you even have 20?
Yeah, you can, I think.
I mean, that's insane. Like no more than 8.
8.
I think 10's too much.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then 10, use gifts. Okay. I just found out what this word meant. Use gifts judiciously. And judiciously means doing something with good judgment, care, and wisdom. So
do you think this author, she actually took this and like sent it to her group text chat?
I don't know.
Like, hey, I want you guys to follow this.
Yeah, probably.
And they all like removed her from the group.
They were like, delete.
I went out. You know what they did? You know, it happens all the time. Like you're in a group chat with somebody and then you write to the other person outside of the group chat. You'd be like, can you believe this fucking person?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Can you believe?
I'm like,
what is wrong with her? Then you go back to the other one.
I'm like, what a fucking bitch.
You go back to the other one.
Hey, guys.
Everything is normal.
You're
like, can you believe this?
They're like, that fucking bitch.
She needs to get his life together.
They're like, that she wouldn't pay for this, and this. And then you go back. Hey, girl, so meet me here.
It's all right. Don't worry about the money. It's okay. We took care of it. Don't worry.
It happens a lot in bachelorette group chats.
Yeah, yeah. Can you believe it? Can she just leave already?
Yeah.
Oh, it was so great to see
you. It's always like, can you believe the way her tone was in that text?
Yeah. What does she mean by that?
Mm-hmm. And like you always like internalize stuff outside of that group chat. 11, keep side conversations out. Oh my God,
we're just talking about
that. My family does this all the time. Yeah. Okay, wait. But no, I think this one means, because I read the article, it says keep side conversations out, meaning like my family will do this all the time. I have like one with my aunt, my mom, and like my 3 cousins.
Yep.
And they'll talk about something that I have no idea what they're talking about. They're like, Loretta, did you get this for so-and-so on such and such date? And I'm like,
what
the hell? Like, why couldn't that be a text just to my mom?
That should be number 1. that one should really? Be number one. No, I hate when they do that because I'm like, what the hell are they talking about?
Oh my God, I know. I'm like, this is not for the group chat.
No. Nope.
See yourself out.
See yourself out.
Number 12, mute before you bail. So you can mute the group chat before you leave, before you exit.
You know, I hate being in a group chat with somebody that does not have an Apple phone because you cannot leave the conversation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can't leave
you
the
can't
conversation.
Leave the conversation.
So if it's... If someone has an Android and everyone else has an Apple,
he can't leave.
The Apple people can't leave? Yep. Or can the Android
the can't,
person
can't
leave?
What
about the Android person?
I don't know if they could leave, but let me check because this group check text that we're in, the person has an Android. And let me see. Oh, you can leave. They updated it.
Oh,
they updated it.
Oh, update.
Update.
Job
right,
your love.
Good. Job your love. Someone job their love.
Clock
that
it.
Day.
Job
clock
your
it,
love.
Clock it. Clock it. I would do an emoji, but it's not. It's forbidden.
It is. what are we on? Okay. Number 13, our lucky number. Mm-hmm. Know when to stop texting. Yeah. Like, I don't know when to stop texting. I'll be honest. I'll keep texting in the group chat and no one's answering me. But I get it. And then eventually I'm like, they're probably so annoyed by me, but like, I don't care.
All right. Well, okay.
You have nothing to say on that?
I don't know what that means. No one to stop texting.
Well, like I said, like me, I'll just keep having like a conversation with myself within the group
but
chat.
What's the point of having a group chat if you're not going to text?
Yeah, but then I'm like, all right, I need to stop. Like know when to stop kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay. 14. If you're going to leave. Leave the group text gracefully, which like, how do you leave gracefully?
It was great being here. I just have to check myself out at this time. And
that's so polite.
Yeah, it says gracefully.
I guess. Yeah.
Hopefully you guys will welcome me back in the near future. That's it.
And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Or you can go out. I fucking had enough. Get me out of here. And don't text me again.
Yeah.
And that's
I mean,
it.
That's the Loretta way to do it. My mom be like, get me out of this fucking group chat.
How'd you get out of here?
How'd you get out?
I'm locked in.
Yeah, right?
You can't leave.
Which, now I don't know why leave. This just brought me up. Recently, we've been watching How to Be a Millionaire. What is it?
Yep.
Oh,
no, who wants to be a millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yep.
And we were just saying, like, we would never call my parents as a lifeline.
Lifeline.
Because you only get 30 seconds to say the entire question and then give them the four multiple choice questions.
First of all, Gary won't be able to hear us.
Wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah.
Because he only can hear 20% out of each year. My mom would be like, I'm getting my fucking numbers. Call me later. And I'm like, no, Mom, we only have 30 seconds.
Yeah. But it also depends on like the topic, right?
Well, yeah. If it was like a landscaping, what's the word?
Question,
we'd call my dad.
What's the word? Question.
Yeah, that's the word. Landscaping question, we'd call my dad.
Yep.
But for my mom, I don't know. I don't know.
Lotto.
Yeah, anything.
What was the lotto? What was the lotto numbers yesterday?
She has a gambling problem,
she
for
knows
sure.
The lotto numbers from yesterday.
For sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it. Who was the author of this?
Charlotte Hilton Anderson.
All right, Charlotte Hilton Anderson. Don't worry, you're not getting invited to my group text.
Job your love. okay, so we're moving on to the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is called the Would You Tell or Stay Out of It? So I have some scenarios and we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
If you knew your sibling's fiance...
Fiance.
I can't even talk.
Fiancé.
Let me say that again. If you knew your sibling's fiance wasn't faithful, would you tell your sibling or keep quiet to avoid ruining the wedding? That's rough. It's your sibling. I'm an only child, so I don't know what I would do, to be honest.
You have to say.
I don't know.
Okay. Here's what's going to happen.
But what if it's the week of the wedding?
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to go through with
the
wedding.
You have to. It's your sibling.
They're going to go through with the wedding. And then something's going to come up while they're married. And he's going to go, Jake.
Yeah.
I knew that bitch was a cheater from the moment I met her. And I found out she was cheating before your wedding. And I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you have to say.
And then Jake's going to say, why didn't you tell me? How fucking dare you? So you have to say something.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, it's your sister. Like,
what?
It depends.
Yeah, whatever it is, sibling, whatever. Yeah. You have to say something.
Oh, I keep saying sister. Sibling. Yeah. So sister or brother or whoever.
You have to say something because God forbid. First of all, you would want to know. You need to know. That's not just like a regular friend. I mean, if it was like some random that you didn't know, maybe just stay out of it, right?
Yeah.
Friend, I would still tell my friend.
You'd still tell your friend?
Yeah. You wouldn't?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Well, it depends on what kind of friend. It depends on what kind of friend. No, because you're literally ruining this
one
person.
Out of 10. 10 being the most loyal friend, 1 being the most
no, it's just
random.
Like the
where
if it's an acquaintance, I wouldn't say anything. That's not my job. Okay. I don't stay out of it.
Acquaintance.
But if it's hard because, mm-hmm. like, I would give the person, the fiance, be like, time to be like, you tell her yourself or I'm going to tell her kind of thing if it was a friend.
Got it.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a hard situation to be in.
All right. But yeah.
You know?
I would say it.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I would too. Obviously, it's your sibling. Okay, the next one.
Mm-hmm.
If your partner's phone kept blowing up with the unknown late night texts, would you check it or trust them? An unknown number. Like late night texts.
Text unknown. I would actually turn to you and I would say, hey, you keep getting text messages.
Yeah.
You know, that's what
and
I
then that's
do.
When I'm usually like, oh, it's this, it's yeah. this, or whatever. But if like I didn't say anything, that would be suspicious.
And you'd be like, oh, no, I don't know. I then mean, I'll be like, all right, well, come on, who is it?
Right. I think you can tell when someone's lying. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't go through their phone, but I'd be like, hey, who is that?
Yeah, who is it? Yep.
Right. Right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah. Number 3, if your friend's spouse was on a dating app but was just browsing, would you expose them?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just browsing. Yeah,
just
that's
browsing.
Ridiculous.
Just in case?
Just in case. Yeah,
they
like
still got it?
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Although they do have like Bumble to find a friend. So like what if
they're on the same one, the same app? Like there's like a friend.
No, there's like a
tab.
Bumble like you can find a friend now. Like say me and you moved
to a
new city, and we wanted to find friends. Like
I get it, but is it Bumble Friend, the app
I
called,
don't know.
Or is
I think
it Bumble?
It's the same thing. I'm not sure.
But you might have to, like, yeah, I don't know.
We're not 100% sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, obviously, if your friend's spouse was on a dating app, you tell them. You tell your friend.
Yeah,
look,
like, what are they
immediately screenshot that shit and send it to her.
Yeah.
Or him.
Of course. Now, if it's a friend I don't like, no, I wouldn't do it. if he's on my last nerve, no.
A friend that you wouldn't like?
If it's a friend, like if he's on my last nerve, I'm like, you're on the outs already. I'm not saying anything anyway.
All right.
Trying to get him back.
Trust.
You're done.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is kind of similar to the first one. If your best friend's wedding was tomorrow, like tomorrow, and you just found out their fiance. I can't say that word today. And you just.
I can't stand the word fiance.
Really?
This is my fiance.
I know, it sounds so proper.
So pretentious. We on a fiance.
You know, it sounds so like.
Do you want tea?
Like, oh, my fiance is.
My fiance.
Home. I have to get home to my fiance.
My partner.
Yeah, it sounds like snobby.
Yeah.
It does.
Wait till you're a fiance. You're going to be walking around my fiance.
No, it's weird. So it is weird. It's like the fiance. Oh, my fiance.
Let me check with my fiance to see what I'm doing tonight.
Going back, if your best friend's wedding was tomorrow and you just found out their fiance cheated last weekend, would you ruin the wedding or stay silent? Like they cheated last weekend.
Come on. I mean, of course.
It's tomorrow.
I don't care. I would still say something.
Really? Yeah. But it's tomorrow. I would have so much anxiety. I would be on so much medication. I'll be honest. I wouldn't be able to handle that. I wouldn't know what to do. Because,
if they're doing it that close to the wedding,
but listen,
if they're doing it that close to the
wedding,
there's something wrong with them.
You're at the wedding rehearsal.
Yeah, but that's not the first time that happened. If they're doing it right at the wedding, right before the wedding. So you have to say something. And you'd be like, hey, do you know about this?
How would you say it?
Do you know about your fiance?
How would you say it, though?
Doing this?
Like, what? How? Hey, I heard so-and-so was cheating on you. Well, they probably wouldn't even believe you.
I would come to them and I would say, your fiance is cheating. Did you see this? And they're going to come and they're going
to
say.
Yeah, but I think you have to come.
They're going to say you're bullshitting me.
No, but I think you have to come with like substantial evidence. You can't just.
Yeah, but I think a lot of times they probably go through with the wedding. sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they might turn on you and be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. Why, like, are you making this up?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, see, I think a lot of times that happens.
Yeah.
So, like, then you just look like the bad guy. So then it's kind of...
Now you're not going to the wedding anymore.
Well, yeah, that's like...
that's it.
So,
you're
like...
out. Why didn't he come? Well, he told me that you were cheating. Oh, son of a bitch.
Right, like, it's...
Can you believe that? I would never do that to
like,
you.
Like, I don't know. The day before the wedding, that's too... No, I would just leave it.
The day before the wedding,
I'll
honey.
Be honest. I would leave it. Sorry.
Yeah, thank God you kicked him out of the wedding.
It depends. It depends on who, what friend it is. Mm-hmm. But I only have like two best friends, I'll be honest.
That's all you need.
And if it was them, it's different. Anyone else, I'm not telling.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? I mean, our family's different too, but.
Yeah. I don't know. You have a big mouth.
Yeah, I'd probably tell.
You would say, you're like, no, I can't keep it in any
no,
longer.
I
can't
would
keep
have
it
to
in
be on so
longer.
Much anxiety yeah. medication because no, yeah. I would be freaking out. Yeah. I'd be like dripping sweat down the aisle.
You would have to be
drugged. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Do you have any other ones?
No, I don't have any other ones.
No, okay. No. I was going to do a segment where we call my dad and we ask him for a piece of advice for the day.
Okay.
Should we call him?
Can you hear the thing?
Yeah, we'll call him.
He's going, hey, what's up?
All right, call him from your phone. Tell him he's on air.
Okay.
And he, to not, don't say anything bad, no politics or religion, because we don't want to get canceled. So give him a call and tell him that we want one good piece of advice to end our podcast.
But it's going
to
be Loretta, though.
Okay, call Loretta.
Put it on.
How's she going to answer?
She's not going to answer.
She's going to answer. She might not answer.
You're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Loretta.
What?
All right. So you're live right now. We're in the podcast studio.
Mm-hmm.
And are you with Dad?
No, he's
outside.
All right, get him outside. We want to end the podcast with one good piece of advice from you and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. Okay, there he is.
Tell him.
No, because we don't have a question.
Yo,
this is how they.
Yo.
Loretta.
What?
I'm going to tell him he's on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and we have a question for him.
All right.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to pick up a question real quick.
Yo!
Oh, my God. Where the hell is he? You got a big... Your backyard's too big.
Yeah. Well, where the heck did he go? He just took the garbage out. Yeah!
All right, guys. This didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Maybe he took a ride?
No. His truck is there.
Okay. That's a good one.
All right. Tell her to call us back. She's taking too long. We got to wrap it up.
I'll call you back.
Oh my God.
All right. Forget it. Mom, give us your piece of advice.
Maybe you should have warned them that we were calling.
See, this is the chaos with the fam.
Oh, gosh. Because he can't hear.
All right. Call me back if he comes within the next 5 minutes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Leave that on.
Okay. Sorry. That didn't work as well. So we'll end with the unhinged advice column.
Okay.
So I have one thing that one of our followers asked for their help. Asked us for their help.
Yep. Okay.
So here we go. My girlfriend flirts. Oh, this is a guy this time. Or girl, could be whoever. My girlfriend flirts with literally everyone online and says it's harmless.
What?
I can't stop thinking about it, but she tells me I'm overreacting. Am I being unreasonable or is this a deal breaker?
What kind of flirting?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say, but I'm assuming maybe like liking pictures.
Yeah, but you know, there are some people that are out there that are just like overly friendly and you think that they flirt with everybody.
Like my mom. My mom flirts with everyone.
But she's like, I'm just being friendly. My friend Tom. God bless him. Loretta goes up to Tom and was like, oh, hey, you know, you're very good looking. And then Tom comes up to me and he's like, oh, Loretta's, Amanda's mom likes me.
Wait, no, so because my mom flirts with everyone. Yeah. So she'll flirt with the convenience store guy, the guy who owns the convenience store near us. She'll be like, I don't want to say his name, but she'll, oh, hey. She's like, you'll take care of.
We're getting a call back.
Oh, we're getting a call back from Gary and Loretta.
Hello.
Yo, Stevie.
Gary, you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now.
On You Want to Be a Millionaire.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire right now?
Everybody.
No. The game show. We have 30 seconds. We have 30 seconds. I'm going to answer the question right now. The Earth is approximately how many miles away from the sun? Okay. A, 9.3 million. B, 39 million. C, 93 million. D, 193 million. You have 5 seconds. What's the answer?
5 seconds, Dad.
The second one.
39 million? Is it locking in your final answer?
Locked in?
Locking in.
Okay, we're going to lock it in.
We're locking it
in. All right, and then at this point, he would be, we'd hang up on him. Let's see if he's right. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Bear with us, Regis.
What did he say?
Wrong.
What did he say?
He said B, 39 million. 93 million.
It's 93 million, Dad.
Thanks for nothing. We're back down to 25 grand.
It's 93.
93.
Yeah, you lost. That's all right. Dad, you're live right.
What would have happened if you won?
We would have won a million.
No, nothing. Right now, you're live with us on the podcast, and we wanted to end the podcast with one good piece of advice from you.
Oh, my God. One good
Nothing political or religious. We don't want to get canceled.
No, I would never do that.
Okay, so go ahead.
Marry a woman like me, and never have to worry about a thing.
A piece of advice from Gary Coluccio. That's what you want to hear.
That's what we want to hear.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to say it. It's coming up fast. You're not giving me much time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just be happy. Just enjoy life.
Oh,
life is short.
Deep.
Enjoy the little things of life.
Yeah.
Job your love. Yeah.
Say it, Gary.
Say job your love.
Job your love.
Dab your love.
Job your love.
No, job your love.
Oh, job your love.
Yep.
I can't hear you.
That's it.
That's okay. That's it. That was a great piece of advice.
Thank you.
All right. Really? Yep. We got to go. We got to end it now.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You heard it here first, guys.
That's it.
Enjoy the little things and
be happy was his advice.
Yeah, and the little things and job your love.
And job your love.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it for today.
All right. Well, that came in one fast.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
Any last words?
I'm excited for football and hockey season coming up. We'll see who's going to win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I'm excited. Uh-huh. Actually, when does it air?
I think next week.
I think it's next
week.
I want to say it's the 10th, but I could be wrong.
Next week.
Well, this is coming out the 13th.
Okay.
So.
All right, so the 10th before this comes
out. Okay, so it's already out.
Okay. It's already out.
Job your love.
Yeah,
all right. Guys, if you liked what you listened to today, please make sure to subscribe, comment.
Yeah, and remember, when you marry your significant other, they become your family.
Bam. Ching.
Thanks.
Please remember that. And job your love. Love you guys.
Bye. Mwah.